You're with SBS Radio.
United States President Joe Biden, Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and Prime Minister of Japan Yoshihide Suga took part in the first ever quadrilateral security dialogue, known as the Quad Alliance. The informal forum was founded in 2007, aimed at uniting key maritime democracies in the Indo-Pacific region, but had previously only met at the foreign minister level. President Biden says the historic meeting is crucial for developing strategies to secure the region.
We've got a big agenda ahead of us, gentlemen, as you well know, but I'm optimistic about our prospects. The Quad is going to be a vital arena for cooperation in the Indo-Pacific, and I look forward to working closely with all of you in the coming years.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says when nations share trust and common values, a lot can be done.
This is how we keep our region stable and secure for all Australians, so you can live a free life in our world and in the best part of that world here in Australia.
A new strategic partnership and COVID-19 vaccine alliance were key outcomes from the discussions. The Quad has been propelled into greater action by the need to confront the strategic challenges presented by China, with the leaders committing to be free of coercion, finding practical solutions instead of becoming a wall blocking Beijing, and fostering diversification for telecommunications distribution. With regards to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Quad says it endeavours to use its large medical and manufacturing resources to expand coronavirus vaccine production and distribution, mainly to assist Asia-Pacific countries and COVAX members. As part of the vaccination project, the group aims to send at least 1 billion COVID-19 vaccines across Asia by the end of 2022. India is the world's biggest vaccine creator, and it'll use its manufacturing capabilities to produce American vaccines. Indian Prime Minister Modi says unity in the face of many challenges, like global virus vaccination, represents the essence of the Quad.
We are united by our democratic values and our commitment to a free, open and inclusive Indo-Pacific. Our agenda today, covering areas like vaccines, climate change and emerging technologies, make the Quad a force for global good. I see this positive vision as an extension of India's ancient philosophy of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, which regards the world as one family.
Climate change was also on the agenda at the meeting, with Japanese Prime Minister Suga reiterating through a translator the region's support in the face of natural disasters.
Yesterday was the 10th anniversary of the Great East Japan earthquake. We received massive support from the US, Australia and India in our response to the disaster. Joe visited the affected area soon after the disaster, and I thank you once again.
The Quad leaders are planning to meet in person before the end of the year. Prime Minister Morrison says summits like this show the power of the Indo-Pacific region.
As we emerge from this global pandemic and the global recession, let us together create a different future. It is the Indo-Pacific that will now shape the destiny of our world in the 21st century.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.